This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster in My Podcast.
And these are trolls.
There's a monster in my podcast.
Those classic critters.
Coming at ya. This is how many monsters in this book that their main thing is that they can summon like blizzards and snow and
somebody
stuff.
Was extremely scared of that.
Yeah.
who worked on this book.
Like a snowstorm is bad. You know, you just
it's very inconvenient.
Yeah.
Like, and being inconvenienced by the mythos.
Yeah.
Nobody wants it.
Right.
You know, mythos inconvenience. Like the oldest and greatest emotion known to man is fear. The second oldest and greatest emotion known to man is inconvenience.
Yeah, it is checking your phone to see if it's going to be 2 to 4 or 4 to 6.
Yeah, exactly. It's putting on an extra sweater.
Yeah.
Can you imagine the terrors of having to wear a pair of thin gloves under some mittens? I had to wear 4, like not 3, not 5, but 4 socks as I walked out onto the snowy manse, out of my snowy manse, you know?
Yeah. But these are kind of thought to be kind of precursors, you know, to humanity, kind of divergent offshoots of hominids, like the Vormis, right?
Yep.
Or descended from the Vormis and related to the Sasquatches. You know, they worship Sathagwa. And they kind of hang around up in Norway making some lizards.
It's pretty weird they worship Tastathagwa and not Ithaca.
Yep.
Who is the blizzard lord.
Yeah.
It's also, these are from a story called Nightmare in Norway, which like sounds like a, I don't know, like a level. like it sounds like a Conker's Bad Fur Day level or something like that to me. Yeah. Like Banjo-Kazooie and Nightmare in Norway.
Norway
shit.
Capers. Yeah.
You get this off my fucking screen. Yeah. They have a pronounced unpleasant rancid smell. And they're another, again, like degenerate human race that smells bad. And it's just like, it's always, you know, I don't give Lovecraft a pass for being racist, but it is something that I've just kind of been like, okay, I accept this.
No.
When another one of these authors comes around and is just like, hey, I can be racist. You know, hey buddy, I can also do a degenerate, smelly race of like subhumans that live in my area of the world that are standing for the races I don't like.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like, oh man, come on.
But like Norway or Icelandic trolls, like, you know, like the troll myths from up there, it's like, oh, those are, they're invisible fairy folk who, you know, will go around and like, will hang around a certain kind of rock. It's not like this.
No.
Yeah.
No. But that's what I'm saying. These are probably stand-ins for like immigrants. No, or something like that. And they actually, cause they're not that, like if they were just like mythological trolls.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, not really Yahtzee. I mean, like, also fine, I guess.
Yeah, we're pretty boring trolls, if I'm being honest.
Mild thrills and inconveniences here, fucking Marcus J. Rowland.
Mild inconveniences. Yeah. Let me see here. Nightmare in Norway. It was written in 1985, so it's hard for me to tell if it would actually be bad.
Very new.
Yeah.
You could do better, Rowland.
It is 36 pages, and it is $35. On Amazon.
Oh man, Rowland. We gotta do an intervention for this dude. Like, come on, you can do, for 1985, you can do better than just like a little critter, like a little smelly guy. You know, like a smelly kid is not a good mythos monster.
No. Now an alien who possesses that kid and makes him smelly. Now we're talking.
Oh yeah, like only when you're possessed you smell.
Yes.
And it can't just be like a fucking pronouncedly unpleasant rancid smell.
No.
Like, get, you know, get the at least like 201 level, like your reptile house.
Yeah.
Bam. You know, get a particular unpleasant smell.
Yeah. It smells like the rotting vegetation left over after a rainforest burns down.
Yeah. You know? Or like, give it a good smell. Like, they smell like it just rained, even if it hasn't.
Mm.
And that's how you know that they're, you know, that they're about,
smell like cinnamon buns.
Yeah.
That's how they lure
the Cinnabon in. Monster. The Cinnabonster. We just punched up your thing. Cinnabonster in Norway. Deal with it, Rowland.
You can mail a check.
Yeah, $70 for 35 pages. Kabambo.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.